Thank you for calling Blue Shield of California Provider Customer Service. If you're a member experiencing a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Calls may be securely recorded and transcribed by us and our service providers for quality assurance purposes. Please say or enter the 10-digit national provider number or 9-digit tax ID. If you are a member calling... Sorry, I didn't get that. If you don't know the national provider number or tax ID, say, I don't know it, or press star. For medication authorizations, use the request... Main menu. Say, claims, benefits, authorizations, eligibility, or say, it's something else.
Benefits.
Now, we need to look up the plan. If you need time to get the member information, say, hold on. Otherwise, say or enter the subscriber ID number or the Social Security number of the person you're calling about. Please say or enter the Social Security number of the primary subscriber. Sorry, I didn't hear that. Please enter the Social Security number of the subscriber on the policy, even if that's not the patient you're calling about. Or say, I don't know it.
I don't know it.
Did you say, I don't know it, yes or no?
Yes.
Unfortunately, I can't seem to find that member. Please visit the Blue Shield Provider Connection website to determine if they belong to a different Blue Cross Blue Shield plan. Click on Claims, then Claims Routing Tool. If the tool cannot identify which plan to contact, please be sure to check the back of the member's ID card for the correct phone number. If you're finished, go ahead and hang up. Otherwise, stay on the line to check on another member. What's that subscriber ID number?
Representative.
First, I'll need to collect the subscriber ID to access the correct account and provide you with accurate information. What's that subscriber ID number? Sorry, I didn't get that. In order to proceed, I'll need to collect the subscriber ID. If you need time to get the member information, say, hold on, or press 2. Otherwise, in order to look up the plan, give me just the numbers of the subscriber ID, which can be found on the member ID card or the Social Security number of the person you're calling about.
Representative.
In order to proceed, I'll need to collect the subscriber ID so that I can satisfy HIPAA requirements and accurately access the correct account information. What's that subscriber ID number?